For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The television is on mute, but is changed between news channels throughout the day. The Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and Washington Post are consumed daily. Thus, as she types from her home in Camden, Kathleen Parker can both take in world events and comment on them. Writing for The Washington Post, Parker is one of the most widely syndicated columnists in America. Like her colleagues, she started as a reporter, working in Charleston, Birmingham, and other cities. She said she learned valuable lessons from those days.
One of which was that there's a story everywhere. You don't have to, you know, immediately go to the New York Times or the Washington Post from college. You go where they'll take you, first of all. You've got to get those clips. You've got to prove yourself. But basically, you're looking for larger markets, better newspapers, more readership.
Parker's transition from reporter to columnist was fairly swift, she said.
I have a voice, and I had difficulty keeping my voice out of my straight copy. The reason was because I knew too much. And once you've been on a beat for 2 or 3 years, you know everything about it, and you know the people, and it's very hard to just pretend like you don't know anything. So at some point, I remember my city editor in Alabama came up to me, and he said, "Hey, Parker, have you ever thought about becoming an editorial writer?" So that was his hint that maybe my future was as a writer with an opinion.
Former USC Journalism Dean Charles Bierbauer said Parker is so widely read in more than 400 media outlets because her columns are very accessible.
She speaks to you as though you were having tea at a pleasant little place in Camden, as well as the Grave Halls in Washington. And it's the ability to invoke humor and wit even at the same time that she is addressing something that is absolutely serious.
Parker said she finds her ideas through lots of reading, as well as talking and listening to people.
For example, I was at the Springdale Hall in Camden, and I have a conversation with a woman who's a trainer, and she started talking to me about thoroughbreds and how 10,000 thoroughbreds are born each year and 5,000 go to the slaughterhouse each year. And so I immediately take out my phone and I start taking notes, and I'm going to write my column about that. So that's how I find them.
To Bierbauer, that illustrates Parker's great range of subjects.
Her range is quite extraordinary, but there's almost always some focus that brings you back to how is this place being run and by whom and to whose advantage or disadvantage.
Parker said without a well-informed populace, it's hard to sustain a healthy democracy, especially when less than professional news outlets are so common.
For a long time, my main concern was people not being able to distinguish between legitimate news organizations, which have standards, versus these new pop-up citizen journalism groups who can create something that looks like news, but they haven't had the application of these procedures and standards. People are not informed, but misinformed, who don't understand and respect legitimate news organizations.
The columnist said it saddens her that newspapers are in decline and that fake news stories are eroding the public's confidence in hardworking journalists.
But now we, of course, have to worry about the hackers and the Russian operatives who can get in and manipulate our various social media and create groundswells of support or opposition to an individual or an idea by simply manufacturing fake news. See, that is the fake news. And now it's been applied to the people who actually spend their lives trying to get it right.
Parker said people are going to have to get a lot smarter about what information they're consuming, whether it's news or something else. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.